Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Mick Billing, CEO of Thor Mining, which is an exploration development company focused on a number of different resources in different parts of the world. Morning, Mick. How are you?
G'day, Rob. Well, thanks. And you?
Yeah, good. Not too bad, thank you. You've had a few announcements the last 2 weeks, so let's go with the most recent one, which is the Kapunda Copper Project. Do you want to give us an update from the RNS you released?
Yeah, sure, Rob. We've had this interest in Kapunda for about 18 months, and we've introduced over that time some pretty terrific news, starting off with a resource assessment a bit over 12 months ago on the copper, about nearly 120,000 tonnes of copper in this little resource. And then August last year, or July, or thereabouts, the news that the Australian Commonwealth Government had given nearly a $3 million Aussie grant to take it through to feasibility, and then late last year the announcement that we had proof of concept that we could actually recover the copper using in situ recovery methods from Kapunda, and I guess that they're all pretty positive. And then, but along the way, we've always known there's a little bit of gold there at Kapunda, and we've just demonstrated in the last and announced last week, I guess, that not only is there gold there, but we can actually get it out with in situ recovery method. So you can imagine that you drill a hole to an injector solution to recover the copper, and while you're recovering the copper, you're pulling the gold out for no extra cost. Sounds like a really good opportunity if it works, and so far it seems like it just might. Bit difficult to know how much there is by way of resources there at Kapunda. There's hundreds of drill holes been put in the Kapunda deposit. There's only about 14 of them assayed for gold, and well, each of them have come back with various levels of gold, rating from a bit under a gram to a bit over 8.5 grams, depending on which holes they are. What we do know is that these have been rows of holes. The north of the deposit, the south of the deposit, and then a couple of rows in the more or less in the middle that have been assayed for gold, and therefore the gold is relatively evenly distributed throughout the deposit. But 14 holes doesn't allow you to come up with a resource at this stage.
Oh, that's good to hear, Mick. Then some exciting things happening there. The other bit of news that you had released to the market was Bonya. Can you give us a bit more information about the drilling taking place and how things are progressing?
Yeah, certainly. We've been trying to get on and drill at Bonya since August 2012. So it's been a testament to how stubborn I am, I guess, to keep going, or how poor my negotiating skills are in taking so long to get hold of an interest in this deposit these deposits for Thor. Putting that behind us, yes, we now have authority to an approval to drill. We've only got 40% of Bonya. Our partner, Arafura Resources, have 60%, and they are contributing to the cost of this program. It's going to cost about $500,000 Aussie. So yeah, Thor share of it is roughly $200,000. And Aussie were just over £100,000. That area had a pretty big rain a couple of weeks ago, about 7 inches. We can get from the main road to the sites. We've been assured by the station owner of that as recently as yesterday. We believe we can get to the turnoff from the Plenty Highway to do that, but we're having to have that confirmed again overnight. If it is, the drill rig will be on site within a couple of days from now. If it's not, well, it might take until early next week, but at this stage we're planning to be drilling later on this week at Bonya. Now, normally you get, with a drill program, you get assays 4 or 5 weeks after the end of the program. we're probably we're going to be able to bring that forward at least in an indicative sense. In the first instance, we are drilling into known deposits of scheelite or the mineral that hosts the tungsten, and we can recognise that from the rocks. But so and we can see them see that the scheelite at surface. We'll also be having our handheld XRF reader out there with us, so we'll be able to come up with a preliminary estimate of the grade of the material that we are intersecting as we go through this. So hopefully along the way we'll be able to tell the market not just that we're intersecting tungsten, but tungsten of whatever grade it happens to be, hopefully quite good.
Well, I mean, again, that's another bit of exciting news that you've got, and looking forward to see what you come out with there. Didn't realise, obviously, that you're at the mercy of the weather.
Rob, that's an area of basically it's a very arid area. There's or it doesn't get you don't get much rainfall on an annual basis, and that area hasn't had much rain and has virtually had no rain for the last couple of years. So the people who own the station where these deposits are very pleased to see the rain because you know they were in drought, and that drought has been broken. The grass will be growing again. I'm very happy for them, but equally we want to be back there drilling as soon as we possibly can.
Hey, so good news for some, and but a bit of annoyance for others. What about Molly Hill? Can we get a bit of an update, obviously, about the financial status? Because you've got these two projects going on. So obviously, we want to know, and shareholders will want to know, what position we're in there.
Yeah, Rob, we are in discussion with various players, with people who want the moly concentrates, and some of whom are saying they are prepared to lend money in advance of that. We are in discussion with a number of tungsten players, a couple of whom also have indicated they might be prepared to lend some money, and also we are in discussion with one or two players who are already in the business, who a bit larger than us, who are focusing on joint ventures. Now, just because we have all this interest doesn't mean there is a deal to be done and announced this week that we've done a cracking deal or combination of deals, because it's possibly more than one in nature, that will meet shareholders' needs. There's no point in doing a deal that gives all the benefits to the other bloke and none for Thor Mining shareholders. So we're working hard to get the best result we can. I think we will get a decent result in the next couple of months, but we have enlisted help from a corporate advisory outfit out of London, who and their stated objective is to get us not just get us a deal, but get us a very, very good deal. We could do something quick. That would not be attractive, or we could take our time and make sure we get the best deal that we can, and that's what we're focusing on doing. I suspect we'll have an answer, or certainly some indicative terms that we can talk to the market about in the next month or two. But I'm disappointed it's taken as long as this, but there's certainly very positive progress being made right now.
Okay, and I appreciate the answer there, because I'm guessing you're a bit limited in what you can actually say, what you're allowed to say.
Indeed, if we said we were engaged with this party and that party, that might scare some off. And equally, some of these people aren't all that comfortable to be named when there's no signature at the bottom of a document just yet.
Oh, okay. The last question I want to ask Mick is, what's the timeline going to be like for news flow? So what can we expect? Because there's quite a few different things on the go at the moment. So just over the coming weeks and months, what would you expect for shareholders to look out for?
Look, Rob, sometimes news comes in a bit of a rush, and sometimes there's a bit of a drought of news. I think there's a fair bit coming in the next month or so. I certainly we will tell the market when we've started drilling out at Bunya. hopefully this week, but we'll see how that travels. And secondly, hope we should be able to announce as we go some of the interim drilling results as we get them. In the copper business, we're doing some work at the new Moonta project that we have been that has been just come into the portfolio with Environmental Copper, and there's half a chance we'll have a in the next month a resource assessment or resource estimate for some of those for a couple of those deposits in the next few weeks. A bit early to tell what that might be, but there is lots and lots of drilling, historical drilling out there at Moonta. So we might be able to hopefully be able to come up with a resource estimate on part of that without having to drill another hole, which is which would be a very good thing. Finally, I think in respect of Molly Hill, I'm hoping that in the course of the next couple of months there'll be a couple of bits of news flow talking about offtake, finance, joint ventures, etc.
Okay, thanks, Mick. So plenty for the shareholders to look forward to, and we'll obviously speak to you again when we've got some more news for the market.
Rob, thanks very much. I look forward to just that opportunity because, on the back of good news, there's always plenty to talk about.
It is. Thanks very much for your time, Mick.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.